Thank you. Oh, God.
Well, Kristen, are you
Sorry,
ready?
yeah, I am. So World Unity Day, we're going to need your recon support if this is something that we're going to want to do. So I've got actually two things I want to think about. So we sent an outline out, and again, I've sent this via email, and I also put this on Slack so that, with the understanding that we would, sorry, I'm going between two screens here, and somebody just left. Lucy, if whoever asked to join, will you please make sure, I think it was the book, that they get added? Because I can't do that at the same time. So we had an outline that we sent to Nick. What we sent was that, the plan is to maybe to have two Southern Zonal Forum hosts, right? Two people that are on the webinar that are live, basically, that are sort of doing these introductions. So having a quick introduction to lead into our what is the Southern Zonal Forum, and have Craig and Lucy do the workshop that they did, but to break it down like 12 minutes max of what is the Southern Zonal Forum. And then be able to then break it down more by regions and have each region, so we have nine regions, showcase their diversity within. So whatever your regions decide that is what that looks like. Again, my thinking on this is you all have your regional reports you put in, right? So something very similar to what is given during those regions, just a brief synopsis of the region, right? And then we would throw in, if you have video snippets, pictures, if whatever campouts and things that you have, like I sent sort of a what we did for Show Me Region, but anything that like makes your region, share that so that we can create this 3 minute per region little video snippet that's going to take place, and then have each delegate team maybe share again, like have a pre-recorded. Like the teams, or if it's just the delegate, have a pre-recorded, like you talking, doing your regional breakdown, so to speak. Does that make sense? I'm sorry if this isn't clear. And then show it in pictures. And then we'll go on to the next region. Have the regional little snippet, but the delegate team share a little bit about your region, and then we'll have a breakdown of pictures. We can include music or whatever, but we need people, like I'm not good at that stuff. I can collect it. And I've asked Mark, he's willing to put it together for us and help us with that. But I'm a little concerned because when I sent this stuff out, there wasn't a whole like, hey, we have the idea, that's great. But there wasn't a whole like hurrah around the regions within our zone with the willingness to really jump in and do this. Like I didn't see many responses. There's a couple like hearts and things, and that's great. I'm just being fully honest here. Completely, there wasn't a lot of, oh, let's do this. That sounds awesome, right? There wasn't a whole lot of that. And again, it wasn't just Slack that this was placed in. It was also sent in as an email to all the teams. And if this is something that we want to do, we need to all come together to do it. And the focus is unity. Now, the other thing I want to mention too, because again, I know this is all like, we have to get this done within a few weeks. This isn't something that, like, all the stuff that's pre-recorded and everything, we need to get it to Nas like soon so that they can get it all set for the webinar. Does that make sense? And the time that we're going to be needing to do this on, and it's going to be sometime Saturday between 7 in the morning and 7 at night. They don't have a specific like time for us yet. We won't get that time until we get closer.
It's not going to be live. We're not going to be on. We have to be on there at 4 o'clock in the morning to do it live.
No,
It's not.
it would be the host or the hostesses of the zone that will be live.
Okay.
And but then this is all open for discussion too. So,
Okay.
so
We're
you
just
want
going to jump in. We're going to raise our hands and be identified of how we're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm Yeah, so I'm going to go start this way.
Okay.
Alicia.
When would Mark need the information so that he can complete his part of the pass?
So
our deadline.
Yeah, so Mark will need it. I would give him, you know, again, like 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now?
From now.
Okay.
Like, this is soon.
But can we set a date?
Yeah, we can set a date. And so here was what my goal, my plan was too, because I'm doing it with our region, is if you all can send it through, and I've spoken to Steve, he's going to have it set up by next week. We're going to work on this. For our region, I'm going to just share with our region what we're doing is we're going to get a link set on the website that's going to be the fellowship development. And so we're going to have it in the movie format and the other format that World Services is asking it be in. That MOV or a WMA format. So we're asking them to be sent from you all that way. So it's going to be easier for us to. What are you shaking your head?
Mark's going to do that for us. So we don't have to send it that way.
No, but
no.
We're going to. So, but I need you all. We're going to have a link on our website. This is the goal. Have a link on the Zonal website. That and then you can also email it, but anybody, like, you guys can add it to that link and send it through that way for us to get the information. And then I'm going to be sort of the middle person getting that to Mark. And then he's going to help put it all together.
So the reason why I'm saying that is that way, because people are like, oh, I have to get it in this format first. So if they
write
JPEG,
yeah,
PNG, you send it and then it can be edited on the back end. With the right format. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
And he's just asking that it's on Google.
Yeah.
Like it's Google and I can get it, you know, we can get it moved over.
So by August 10th.
Yeah, by August 10th.
And I'm Scotty Manic.
Oh, I'm just,
sorry. And so, oh, we're going to.
Yeah, Ruben.
When is the world's deadline for us to get this in?
They didn't give us a strict deadline.
Okay. Did they indicate anything to you?
They did all they indicated. So they needed a little more for the outline. Because so this is what I sent to them. You know, I did sort of the breakdown. Well, you all got it. I sent it out to you all. That he was about to leave and that we need to, let's see. We need to have a little bit more detail in that outline as to what we're doing.
That's all he said.
That's all he said. There was no, yeah, there's no, there's not a definite, there's time slot that they can offer, but they're working on it. And that was it.
And Nick is the point person?
Nick is the point person, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was going to be out of town, but he's back in town.
Okay. I'll try to, yeah. I have some local people that were willing to help us, specifically a gentleman from New York who he... That's what he does, what he did for a living. So he said, show me what you want done, and I could probably do it for you. And he retired, and he's kind of in between New York and Texas. So he was willing to help, so if we needed to. So I'll get him to, once he figures this out, maybe he can help us.
And again, we need something definite. Like, he's willing to help us and all this stuff. Like, again, we need something definite. We have to, like, get on top of this. The other thing that I'm willing to sit, like wanting to throw out there too, what was also discussed during the meeting that we had with everyone when we all met, was that like the fellowship is asking for information regarding like what makes service attractive, right? Like that was another piece that came out in there. There were a couple other pieces.
Correct.
And that, you know, here we've had that, but plus the racism, right? Like that's been a topic that I've seen on a number of emails and things. Like
right.
There's things that we've done here that maybe we can have sort of, this is what we've been working on as a zone. And then we can throw in a number of pictures of our zone.
Okay.
Kevin has his hand up.
Yeah.
Right.
She's answering a question.
I can't.
Hi there.
Hi, Kevin.
Has any regions already done anything that we could look at as kind of a model?
No.
Has anyone done a presentation or anything?
There's not a set model. So yeah, there's not a set model.
Okay.
Kristen, Kevin, Kristen, didn't you send out an email that tells what y'all are going to do?
I sent out an email as what our region was going to do, yes. And it was in a, and I could read a little bit if you guys want me to. You guys want me to read it? Do you care? I just.
I think we need to probably get the one move on.
We had other hands that were still.
And then we have, here. Yeah.
Take questions or answer.
Okay.
There's, who was still? I don't know. There were, I don't know who's still posing the question.
Really? That's funny. What do you mean?
And one of the things Kristen said starting was, are we interested? Right? Because it seems like there's not a whole lot of reciprocation. So why don't, as RDs, why don't we make the decision whether we even want to do this? Because we have till August 10th.
Oh, yeah. We've already committed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, that horse was done. You're on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay, let's move on.
So we need to have ours to you, to the link by August 10th. That's, okay, thank you.
Okay, that should be things. So we're gonna move into sharing session. I had one topic, the Karn Cat workshop, and then Star brought me another topic of communications and whatever. So I will address the Karn Cat workshop. We need to get that scheduled so we can get World Board. And the card comes out, I believe, the Friday after Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
December 3rd.
The Monday.
What's this talk, December?
I thought it was coming out earlier. November 3rd. I'm sorry. November 3rd.
Okay.
It's the first Monday of November.
So, yeah, last year we did piggyback on the Show Me region and had World Board participation in that. So, but I would like to have. I'm trying to be facilitate, not say I would like to have, but I think that the Show Me region should probably do their own Show Me. Southern Zonal Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Got the wrong hat on this morning. And just looking for Ruben.
I agree. I agree. There's enough, and we cover so much land.
Yeah.
That I think it would benefit us that we would have our own group. Karn Cat workshop. And since we're going, our next zone is the end of October, so we would probably have to follow it up and make it virtual so that we can have our constituents participate in it, our membership, right? So that way they can participate right. Also.
It looks like they've like made the cat dead. When the cat comes out is like later instead of earlier. It doesn't come out till February 3rd, it looks like. Unfortunately, that kind of messes us up with even including it. Unless we maybe we can do a separate cat workshop. I don't know, but I just looked at the dates and it says February 3rd.
Is it?
And we just dedicate the January zonal meeting to the Karn Cat workshop.
We can't do the cat because it doesn't come out till February.
There.
Well, okay, the car.
Unless we do it later. I mean, do our meeting later. We could do it after the February 3rd.
Why not?
Meet the last week of the month. Typically, this is coming off the beginning of October, so we would have November, December, January. So we're talking 3 months after it comes out to then host the workshop. That doesn't make sense to me. So,
It comes out at the beginning of November.
November, sorry.
November. The beginning of November.
So December, January, still 3 months because we get January.
But maybe we can do a separate one just for the cat.
Right. That's
because
what
we're going to have something kind of explanation for the cat.
Yeah. So Lucy was not here yesterday when I was given the update for US Collab. The Southeast Zone is having their car. Their cat is going to be the 1st or 2nd of February. So I just don't want to see us wait until.
That doesn't make sense. We should do a two-part.
Right.
Right?
Yes,
sir.
I'm going to suggest that we do it the 15th of November.
That's our regional.
Okay, that's 2 weeks from when it comes out. About.
That's my region's weekend.
Okay.
If we're expecting World Board to attend, we need to find out their availability. That's
the
part.
If we put in a request now, we should be able to. They'll be able to maneuver around that.
No, I understand. I just know all the other zones already have their scheduled with the World Board in the U.S. at least, mm-hmm. And I'm sure some of the others that'll do as well. So people have already been on this like ahead of time. So. We just need to find if they're available the day that we're trying to do anyway, but we probably need to have a backup day so that date's not available.
How about the third weekend in November?
That is the third weekend. The 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that works. Ours is the second weekend. I'm sorry. I was thinking something different. The 15th would work. We will not be at a regional meeting.
So the 15th or the 22nd?
I'm hearing that it's okay to do the 15th.
Or the 22nd.
Or the 22nd. So.
The virtual, correct?
Yeah.
Virtual.
What does the... Does anybody have a preference for... The 22nd is the weekend, before Thanksgiving. So people might be traveling the best.
It's still virtual.
Driving
my family. No, it's not. Thanksgiving is the 27th this year.
Oh.
28th, 5th, 3rd.
He's saying it's the weekend before. 27th,
weekend
yeah.
Before.
People might take off actually 2 days in Berkeley travel that weekend also.
Oh, okay. The 15th sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
How do you
right.
15th sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's not available, then the 22nd sounds okay?
15th sounds great.
Okay.
Maybe it's not available.
So, we'll hope that 15th is I'm sorry.
Shoot for the 15th.
Okay, Alicia has her hand up.
So, I will say this personally. I have always attended multiple, even if I didn't speak or whatever. So, like, I'm going to go to the Southeast Zonal one. I'm probably going to go to any of those, too. It'd be probably way before ours is even out, right? So if you can't make the 15th and it's not going to be the 22nd and you're going to be all in your family, there's plenty of other ones to go to get information as well, just as a backup. So that's if that doesn't work, then that's always an option. So you're not missing out on information. I like to go one-on-one. Any other questions?
Are we going to schedule a cat workshop in for February?
Oh, Lord.
Let's take care of the course for our child.
Yeah, let's take care of the car first.
Chris, I thought we already had.
Who is going to do the workshop? That's the question. That's the next question for me.
Hopefully the World Board.
The World Board does.
Okay. So yeah. you're going to contact the World Board?
I can.
Scott?
I can. I will be Dennis.
Oh, that's right. You will have. It's off the desert.
So, Ruben.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's our contact.
He'll
be doing it anyway.
Yeah. Contact Danny. Danny's our liaison, by the way.
Yeah.
In case y'all didn't know.
So
Danny's our liaison.
Yeah. So are you going to let us know the answer on Slack or through email or?
Yes.
So
I'll let you know.
Because
I hear back from Danny. So we want the 15th or the 22nd, preferably the 15th.
Correct.
That's Scotty. First Scotty.
That's the first date that came out of someone's mouth.
That's fine. Yeah. I'll contact her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Sonata. Yeah. Southeast. So it's the first, the second weekend in November.
Region.
Okay.
Is there any date?
November 15th.
Okay.
I have a quick question. Where, Alicia, you talked about all those other workshops all over. Where can someone find that information? On the U.S. Zones?
I sent you the minutes from the U.S. Zones, and it has those. Well, it has some of them.
I don't read that.
I should have got them yesterday.
I should have got them yesterday.
Thanks, God.
Well, we were sitting here.
I don't read that.
The most accessible one is Southeast Zone, and that's going to be on their website. They keep their website super up to date.
Hey, Bob, maybe you should read
that. That's the most accessible one, and I know for sure is their. That's all they do is hybrid everything. So
okay, I'll go read Scott's minutes.
It looks like December 6th, the Plains States and Rocky Mountain States are doing ones.
Well, Rocky Mountain is not virtual. It's only in Wyoming.
Okay.
So we got that pig bear.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to turn the floor over to Star to talk about communication.
So are we going to do a cat workshop? Or we don't want to go ahead and schedule one?
I'll consider that in October. Hopefully.
All right.
That's too far away.
Okay.
Hey, Star.
Hi, Star.
Can I see a show of hands for everybody that has more than one email account they receive email at? More than one Slack group you're in? More than one other discussion board you're in? Okay. I have a very fervent request. In Slack, just imagine Slack is Facebook, and I say something, and then everybody makes a new post. If we could reply in thread, just reply to the original post, it would be organized. Like, I have so much information coming at me, mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
And so if I could not have to scroll through every piece of conversation to find the thing that I actually need to see, because we're replying in thread as a conversation like we do on Facebook, it would just make it so much more organized, so much more easier to find what I actually need to see if I'm not participating in a conversation about the picture or whatever.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, strategy.
So are you getting on Facebook?
Yeah.
What's the Facebook?
Kevin, can you hear anything?
No.
I think the internet, bad internet there with y'all. We're missing what you're saying. I hope they have good internet up in there in Louisville.
Did you message anybody?
Yes, I messaged Kristen, okay. Scott, and Patsy. I'm going to take off the waiting room. I don't want to look away when they're trying to get in. Let's see, where is that? Like they changed Zoom so much since I started using it. Where is the waiting room? Host tools, I bet. Okay, let's disable the waiting room so they can just come on in. I hate they've like made the cat come out later, because I mean it always gets put on the back burner, like, but maybe, I don't know, like they don't need to know about that. You know, that's what it feels like the,
I see both sides of it though, because it's hard enough to get people interested in even the car, and then when you get into cat stuff it's even more boring,
right? All right, y'all are back, but you're on mute, so we can't hear you.
How about now?
Can you hear us now, Lucy? Yeah, it's frozen because, yeah.
We can.
Frozen.
I'm going to... Okay.
You muted your. Okay. Y'all keep muting and unmuting.
I have my speaker on right now.
Did you people get out of like this phone?
Scratch that plate with that fork one more time and let the liquid look at
the fork.
I don't know. I can't focus on this right now.
Okay, so can you, I can log in, but I'm not mute, but somebody's here that has the same capability to jump in. I just don't have the adapters.
That's why I offer.
You need to move over to plug into the cords.
That's why I offer.
We're gonna get it together, Lucy. Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out if y'all were talking business or just talking. I couldn't.
We're just talking.
Okay.
They're talking about us.
Probably.
We're working on the Zoom.
No, you're good. No, you're good. Whatever.
I'm a master.
I know. But they can't hear us.
They
can't hear us.
So that's why I'm saying.
Okay, we're working on.
We're replying.
I have to click on first.
I have to click on first.
On the host.
At you.
Well,
hopefully it's not the space you're in. That's why it wasn't.
Okay, right. Matters.
We'll be glad when you have joined us, Lucy.
We don't care that we can't see you and we can hear you. So it looks like y'all could go on and start the meeting back. But that's just me.
Yeah,
so log in. Do I need to log into anything?
Maybe this is just sound on somebody's computer and not the equipment. I don't know. Randy, they're having problems.
Hi, Randy. It's good to see that you all are okay.
What's the? Do I need to log in?
We're working on it.
No, just log in.
Give us some time.
Okay.
I'm using my audio. Now.
Pretty rough here.
Right.
Yes. Don't they have an IT guy there?
No. No, they don't. I think there are several.
IT is-
I think Kristen's been doing it, maybe with some help from others. I don't know.
Oh, Steve was there.
Huh?
Isn't Steve there?
Maybe not today, but I mean, he's not, I guess, the IT guy.
Well, yeah. He knows what
it is. It's too much.
Yeah. It's.
We are trying to get it together. My computer kept dropping, so we have another Kristen with an E who's getting her computer connected. So bear with us. We're going to take a little mini break to breathe, pee, smoke, drink coffee or water, and then we'll be right back with you. Okay. Randy, it's good to see your face.
You too, always. Randy!
No, it's not.
What? Can you hear me, Kristen?
She is here, right? Yes, you are. Can you hear me?
Yourself at all?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, can you hear me?
I think because I can't hear her. Yeah.
Well,
let me see if it's my sound.
So weird.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Period.
Okay, well, we're not saying much.
It's over here.
Check your little audio thing down at the bottom left corner. Good to see you, Lacey.
You too.
We can hear y'all good.
We got a thing in our region. It's called an owl. It picks up the
Which
sound.
Which one is it, Alicia? To add the speaker?
Very expensive.
I think we're getting a second one.
Yeah, any of these?
Really?
Show all
they
the
are options. Very expensive.
Yeah. I don't know how much, but yeah. It seems to work.
It's more connecting to hers. That's why it's not acting out.
It's good y'all can afford it.
I don't know how.
Okay. For our area, the facility has like a
Oh, wow. That's nice.
During COVID.
You can do whatever you want.
So all we need is a computer.
Oh, there is power. It's removed.
Y'all still can't hear us? I guess not.
That is weird that all of them can't hear us.
Maybe because they're all talking.
Yeah. I don't get it.
That's all I said was November the 15th. I got
hate crime. Now. I typed August 15th in my notes.
Is that for the car?
Yeah, we were going to. I was still resentful.
I missed it. Okay.
She knows to ignore half of what I say. She's
okay. Can y'all talk?
Yeah.
We can. Can you hear us?
I know. We're trying to taste it.
Hello.
Thank you for being
Hello.
Nice.
We're talking.
Talk now.
Yes. Hello.
Maybe.
Hello.
We're talking.
Hello. Hello.
Can we do it in harmony? Like, first, hello, hello, hello.
On the Zoom, it looks like it is, but it's not.
Looks like they need to, if they've got a separate microphone, they need to choose that microphone as the audio.
Right.
And if they got a speaker, they need to choose that. I think they've got a separate microphone and a separate speaker, like choose separate speaker. But I don't
You've
know.
Got the Yeti, though.
Hopefully, the it's not too complicated.
But that's just for the mic.
Hi.
Steve's almost done this damn thing. I mean, honestly, we could do what we did yesterday and just have somebody's laptop be the speaker.
Yeah, try that.
Did I read that right on the finish?
Except we can't hear that very well, but
right.
Yeah, they need to speak up whenever whoever's on.
She decided she just can't
show the speaker. Yeah, no, not this.
I could have been on my meeting I was on. I got off to come over here.
They actually credit us with the facilitator.
I thought I'm missing something, but I see I'm not.
And so when we start,
he scheduled a car workshop for November 15th.
Okay.
Or 22nd.
Oh, I thought they decided on the VR.
Yeah, 15th doesn't work. The 22nd is the alternative. Yeah, is what I understood.
What did they do yesterday evening in the afternoon?
We did those two workshops. They did the service one and the PR training. And they did business a little bit. Like they, like I expressed willingness for the IT
department.
Ruben expressed willingness for the tunnel delegate. Steve is going to do the facilitator just one time. But just one time. Like
it. It's work.
Oh. I mean, they really need to.
We would be good.
Regents need to take it back. He just says he can't commit to it. If he gets a job, he's got to do the job.
I know. Yeah.
Well, you anything else here, please?
I did please.
Okay. That was, there had not been no thought about. Oh wow. We're calling it U.S.
Oh, I usually do Peter. Then and then he was.
We need some good, strong. People.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I've thought about it, but I've never created the area or region. I just don't think I'd like it. I'd be too.
Me too. I agree.
I don't want to do something I won't enjoy.
I've been asked to be facilitator in our area so many times. I don't want that. It's too chaotic.
Yeah.
We're set for
this.
And then when you try to get everything kind of, I think you're trying to control, if you try to.
I've done it in a smaller area and it was great, but
not a big one.
So now
30 grapes or something.
I hope we created this.
Can y'all talk?
Yeah, we've been talking.
We're talking it up all the time.
Getting this shut up's the problem.
Yeah, that could be it. You may not be able. We may not be coming through because y'all are all talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it blocks it out. Y'all are talking.
There we go. We can hear you only on Kristen's device, though.
No, you can't. It's not
turned on. No, it's Kristen's device.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kristen went to eat. But hers is not, her speaker is not very loud.
Did she say what happened? And then we discussed it here. So, it was after we had the inventory. It's something last year.
So, is there anything beneficial in the service workshop?
I think it that
was.
I did like not. I mean, maybe, but a lot of times, like they were going through a PowerPoint, and then would get muted, and we wouldn't be able to. You know, I could tell if y'all were if they were in small groups or they accidentally muted.
Yeah, and there's always
simultaneous.
We have several open positions.
Do what?
The multi-zonal, we have several open positions.
Well, I kind of thought about doing that too, but we can see. Can you hear us? I guess they can't.
Evidently not.
Nope.
Well, we're gonna
you can about, hear us?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
I heard Scott.
Yeah,
I don't know what you did, but thank you.
Yay!
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Hold on.
Get everybody back in here.
You got some little echo, maybe.
Yes, that's just some of them.
Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Is somebody sharing their water up here?
Oh, let's try it.
Huh?
It looks like maybe suicide or.
You're a bit mostly good.
Okay. Let's get everybody back in.
I see on the
future. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
We're still here. We haven't gone anywhere.
So, you're now going to go over here.
I'm going to change the slide.
This is gallery. But can I ask you
something before we start?
It comes back over here. Maybe not. So you can tie it here and see that. But can you change something?
Does it have a tongue?
Okay, scroll that way. That's your extending.
Maybe you.
Say that again. November 15th. Do we have a time? Zoom address yet? We didn't. We just set the date. We didn't.
Sure, gotta find out.
Yeah,
well, it'll be from 9 to 2.
That way.
Something like that.
So I just need to make a flyer say information coming. We'll update the flyer.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the car workshop.
You just report that back to me now. I'm trying to get an answer.
I'm not like this.
It's
fine.
I don't need notification. Just go.
Because y'all haven't started back yet.
Yeah,
and
people
my picture.
Greeting. Okay. I call back to order. Was there anything else for sharing session?
I have a question. Is it too late to put something on new business?
No.
I do have a comment.
Okay.
I think with the World Unity Day, it was said, like, we've already said we would do it. Like, that's important and all. But if we aren't able to get this together, like, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, or coming up with a different plan for this, just the food. So I just wanted to mention that.
Is there an idea of how long it should last?
50 minutes.
50?
Yeah, we have 50 minutes for Southern Zone Forum. And it was like, I don't know if I say, 10 to 12 minutes for, like, what is the Zone Forum? And then the 9 regions, it was like 3, I'm trying, again, I'm going off my head.
Okay.
But 3 to 3.5 minutes per region to give, like, a mini regional report as to like ins and outs, diverse, showing diversity, etc., all that stuff. And then if we were going to do sort of a general kind of what we've been working on sort of thing, and then that was going to be the end of it.
Okay.
And it was 50 minutes. So if we all think we can do it, then let's do it.
I remember seeing similar ones at World, where they would come in different. Each own. But it's so pretty good. And all around the world, it's very good.
Okay. Everybody's back to the room.
Ooh.
That's a Bob. He's on love.
Let's just make that apparent.
Okay. Let's resume business. If nothing else is for open, or did you have something for open?
Yes. So I have checked with my treasurer, and I had Callie have some check also yesterday. And so the check that we had agreed in January to give back to the region for $504.96 hasn't been received or cleared. So it was written in the register, but it wasn't like put into the calculation, so maybe that's why. But it also had a check mark that it was cleared. So we haven't received it. So I would like to ask that as part of the audit to get you started on the right foot, we need to, before she closes that account, request bank statements for the past at least 12 months, if not more, however long back she knows to go. Even if we have to pay some money to get them, I think that we need physical bank statements to do.
I think she's sending those in the archives documents, but I'll text her and just say, hey,
make sure it's
in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell me the amount between $504.96? And I went back to the minutes from Southern Zone to make sure that, like, did we approve it? Did we just tell you? So it's in that minutes to reference. And so the second part of that is just that we need to make sure that an audit gets done. I'm just saying that out loud so that it's.
Yeah, that was the plan. My plan, anyway.
Well, I think a few of us would like to sell.
Yeah, I would like to see at least, like, maybe Scott's been on that since he's been a part of it. And then Kristen's in search and been your signer as well, you know, so that way get you started off above board.
Great. So with that, so I guess with the transfer of a check from Sharon to the new bank account, that probably should be communicated with Sharon whether she actually sent the check or not. Because if she has, it's lingering and it's going to shut down whole up the account.
Yeah.
And I think, so have you already received your check?
No.
Okay, so we should probably check with Steve because there have been times in the past where Sharon had been overwhelmed or something and didn't send checks right away. So she hasn't. Those things need to be communicated when you guys are making the transition.
And if she has
504.96.
Yeah.
And it was to who?
Just ARNSC in the Arkansas region. And if she has sent it, we didn't get it, or we get it later, we can always not. If we know a check's coming from you and not that, we can always disregard it or communicate before we cash it. So our treasurer region's pretty on it. Like, I'm scared who comes after him, but
yeah.
So
I'm asking her to see if she can check.
And Scott's too, I guess. I don't know if I'm getting that one. But yeah, because
I know. I sent her my receipts just so I would not have to worry about it whenever I. And she wrote a check for me, apparently. So
I didn't really get a guard, though.
Do you know what month?
It was voted on in January.
So, okay. So, we're in agreement that we should have an audit. That's what I'm hearing. Okay. Anything else for open sharing or sharing session? Okay. New business. Kristen, that's the new business.
So, I would like to discuss getting a laptop for the Zoom platform, due to the fact that, what's our bank account balance?
It's
19,000. And what's our prudent reserve? 9,000?
92.
So we have 10,000. Can we please purchase a $500 computer to have on site to run Zoom?
I would propose not $500 because you don't want one that's going to, like, break down, like an old car. So I would say, I mean, I think we have enough money to research, like, what it would cost and maybe just set a cap of the budget, but maybe just make sure that, like, in the wording, it's dedicated to that purpose so that if Lucy's not here, we can still, that's what that computer's for. And whoever sits in that computer can function and do that.
I was going to say, for our area, we got a $250 computer for the secretary and Zoom, and especially because it's only Zoom, it's not, you don't have to have a $500 computer. That's why I'm doing anything else on it.
All right.
We got one for $250.
Okay, so.
It would only be used two times a year. That's I don't know. That seems like a lot to. Because it's more, we meet virtually once a year. Anyway, that's something to think about.
I was just going to say, whoever buys it, make sure what kind of USB, because most of them don't have standard USBs anymore. They have USB-C, and so probably need adapters, and maybe, like, my new one just had less than normal, so I had to get, like, a dongle that has steady ports. Yeah.
Did we agree that we're only meeting in person twice, or we did that just once?
We did that just once.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay, I thought that. So we're
That'll
still
be
meeting in person three.
New facilitator and whoever else.
Probably only meeting in person one time.
And I mean, also, too, just to think about, like, right now, Lucy's going to take it over, right? But in the future, if we had a dedicated machine, it could be a rotating responsibility of somebody who's just can handle it and not spend more than 500 every time we meet to have a human come through it. So it potentially could save us money in the future.
And we brought Bud all the AV equipment. I think a computer, that's just my opinion. So.
Well, I think it makes sense versus struggling because I've been here over a year. Every time we meet, this is a struggle. And so let's look for a solution versus like keep on struggling.
So are we all in consensus about purchasing a computer for the Zoom?
Can we ask that Callie research it and make
yeah.
that purchase?
Just go ahead.
So it's a kind of responsibility.
And
since you seem to know how to get good ones.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's a good one. I just know it's worked. I just know it's
You can communicate with Lucy, who's the new IT person, and work it out between you.
Yeah. Or maybe Lucy should pick it since she's obviously better with IT stuff than me.
Sure.
Should we just decide on a not to exceed figure? Say not to exceed 500?
Yeah. That's reasonable.
Boom.
And would it fit in the box Boom. With all the other IT stuff?
Do you have a little? What size is the box?
The box is packed.
Oh, it's raining.
It's already.
What about them?
But it's, I mean, if we're talking about laptop, we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Then,
well,
yeah,
we have them on luggage.
Yeah, we have. Oh, yeah, that's true. I was going to say,
yeah.
we just have a,
can always
a little case.
Yeah.
It goes in there.
That's what I do.
Especially the smaller.
It's like a smaller one.
Yeah.
Get
a purse. Get a purse.
A little pink purse.
We'll get our
purse.
Try to go to the purse.
Purse.
Not wrong. With you, like, I have a Harris.
I would do that.
Browns. She brown.
Yeah. Hey, let me say this, that in my experience, we're in the process between going hybrid and in person throughout the whole fellowship. They had some expensive equipment at the EDN. I mean, professional, and they still had trouble. So no matter what we do, we're going to have trouble with it. It's the process. Just that expectation. I mean, like, this is not going to go away. You may have that issue again. You know?
It's possible.
Okay. Moving on. Is there any other new business that we need to talk about? Can you give us a...
I'd like to propose that...
Okay, I was moving on.
I always propose that we make a change in the guidelines from zonal delegate to zonal contact as part of like a directive to the guidelines change. Because just to be consistent with their role as not being a delegate.
Is that housekeeping guidelines committee?
Sure thing. Yeah.
And everybody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Change it to zonal contact. Okay.
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 Down.
Kevin.
The 15.
You're up.
Yeah.
You're up, Kevin.
Did you say me?
Yeah. Tell us about the October meeting.
Okay, October meeting. So I was talking to Lucy earlier also. I have one contact at the hotel that I have to... She's sometimes difficult to get a hold of, but she said that there's been issues reserving the rooms. Now, do we want the rooms to start on Thursday night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to. I will talk to her tomorrow, and it's, as far as I know, it should be fixed. Lucy has the information. It'll be at the Best Western. Premier Airport Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. The dates of the zone, as you know, are, was it 24th, 25th, and 26th? That's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But I don't think that's the 20th.
Is that the...
It is. I think it is.
Our convention, it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, October 24th, 24th, 25th,
24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah.
Yes. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The rooms are $120 a night. It's a nice hotel. There's an indoor pool, lunch. They have free transportation to and from the hotel, fitness center, internet access, all the bells and whistles. So what we're trying to do is my area – had money set aside for, we were going to do a small convention / learning day pre-COVID, and we still have that money set aside. So we are also going to host that there. So we have extra rooms. There will be functions going on. So Friday night, there's going to be a speaker meeting. Saturday night, there's a speaker meeting and a dance. And as well as the rooms to try to get more support, we have the rooms for however many, we have two different, workshop rooms. So however many workshops we want to do from the zone, let's do them. And if we want to figure that out, that'd be awesome.
Cool.
Okay. You're up for topics for EGIT 2 and... we, the zone chooses one, I believe, is what the guidelines say. Did you have any recommendations for topics from your region?
Just the IDTs. Let me look at that real quick. What are the, does anybody have that right off hand, what the current IDTs are? The disruptive behavior and
gender neutral language and making service attractive. That's the kind of the topics.
Yeah.
So, Ruben,
Kevin, can I make a suggestion, Kevin?
Absolutely.
How about we do a fellowship development to the fellowship? Since we've captured the fellowship there, so to speak, in one room and kind of lock the doors.
get them in and lock the doors.
Yeah.
As a workshop or?
Yeah, as one of your workshops, one of your selections.
Okay.
Maybe tag it with public relations.
Kevin, is there a need that your region is struggling with? That
our region is struggling with everything. We haven't been able to update our policy since COVID. So...
I would like to suggest that we have an RD training.
That could be the Southern Zones. I think it's been the
Alicia. So, in looking at the Kentucky region and the Louisville area's websites, I think that a tech workshop would be amazing. I think it would be helpful to the zone as well as the local fellowship, potentially even doing some hands-on work. I know when I brought it up to, I have multiple people right now asking me to do some like AI for the fellowship, type of like, how can I use AI to better do certain things? That could be part of it. I mean,
But like the website in Kentucky region, the website for Louisville, like it has nothing on it other than maybe a meeting list, and even the documents links is broke. So like, just I think they're saying they haven't updated like policies and stuff. So maybe something tech related would even be a good one.
Okay, I'm hearing lots of suggestions. We need three topics.
I understand, but I mean, he wasn't here, so I'm just saying like that is an idea.
We'll
get this thing. We really need to hear more from Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah. What he's saying his thing is, because I mean, really made a recommendation, but if he can even do fellowship development, it may not be something they're interested in. So we need to see what that region thinks.
Well, this is the time.
I'm saying that as much for Kevin to hear.
Well, right. I said the one, if I'm choosing one, just independently, I would like to do the disruptive behavior, unless that has just been done.
If it hasn't been done in your area, that's what we're saying.
It has not.
Then that's the one you need.
Okay. Can you get two, Kevin?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Two. You get two topics.
Oh, I get another one?
It's curious.
And Kevin, there's some old topics out there too that we can go back to, like, you know, atmosphere recovery or even building strong home groups, if that's what, you know, the areas within your region is possibly needing more on, right? Like, that's a starting point that can get the region. Further.
I like that too, that atmosphere of recovery and what I say, the disruptive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be my two that I choose, and then whatever you all choose.
Recovery service meetings.
Okay. And then do we want to choose a topic for everybody to talk about?
Kristen is going to have the RD training.
Yeah. Is that good?
Craig? I have a question. They're doing a convention. I mean, does our guys' programming committee already have workshops scheduled and planned already, Kevin? Or?
No, we're waiting to see what's happening, what we want to do from the zone, because that's going to be put on, you know, workshops presented by the Southern Zonal Forum.
Yeah, right on.
No, it's good. I have a question.
Yes.
So you said you have two workshop rooms. Is that the only rooms you have, or you have two workshops and a main speaker room?
No, so yeah, there's going to be a main speaker room. There's going to be two workshop rooms. So one of the rooms will be dedicated to the zonal forum meetings, and then there will probably be some other area local nonsense. I don't mean nonsense, but, you know, convention type workshop.
Okay.
The only reason I was asking is if we wanted to bring it, like if your committee was like, we'd love to do some topics and get, you know, some support outside the area to put on the topic, do you have tech equipment for the second room? Because one of the rooms can have it hybrid, and that way you can bring talent in that can't fly in or can't be there in person, which expands your pool of resources.
Yeah, there will be, that should be available. The both rooms actually should be able to be set up for a Zoom meeting.
Okay. So, who wants to do these workshops?
Well, all right. So, did we pick a third one yet, or we didn't pick a third one?
Well, I thought we were doing RD training.
Oh, is that what you said? I'm sorry.
I'm just... Callie.
I have a question.
Okay.
The disruptive behavior and atmosphere of recovery seems like it could be covered in this workshop.
It depends on how you do it.
Possibly.
It depends on how you do it. If you're going to break down into small groups and do the whole thing, or you're just going to do the presentation. Because if you're going to do break out into small groups and all that, that's an hour and a half.
So easy. And two topics could be covered in that.
Okay. Well, let's keep those two topics as one and then do the other one as the gender neutral language.
I'll volunteer to be on the team to do the disruptive behaviors.
Okay.
I know all about that.
Yeah. So the third one's going to be the RD training.
I'm assuming, is everybody in agreement about that, or do we have another recommendation?
We had a couple. We had FD / PR, and then I said tech. So, yeah, those are your others. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm still remember it.
And
so it seems like whatever is best for his area, I mean his region. And you talked about fellowship development, and he said that they need everything in there. It seems like fellowship development would be good.
Yeah.
But okay. Whatever works for what he needs of that thing.
Well, the fellowship development, we could also incorporate the making service more attractive.
Right. And atmosphere. I mean, there's a number of pieces that.
There's a lot of different pieces. Okay.
But yeah.
So we're going to do great.
So I catch those words.
So I'm in agreement with Brew, but I don't think the workshops. I think you try to mesh together. I want to show parents. I think that's probably no problem, and it's going to be less information given. And they're already set out. But we shouldn't have to recreate the wheel. It's just following the formats.
Exactly.
For starters. Second of all, I'm just going to remind everybody that the workshops yesterday were pretty much done to this room. We're going to be at a convention. I don't know if you guys are really thinking that people at conventions are coming for necessarily service workshops unless it's a service convention. So I think we need, if we're going to do a third workshop, it needs to be a workshop that this room needs. And hopefully others may join. But we need to focus on what this room needs rather than thinking we're fixing to cater to the whole wide open Kentuckiana region, because it's never happened, except in Missouri.
It can happen here. Like, that's hard.
We say that every time. There's only been one example of it. Mm-hmm. We made it where it's the whole community. A lot of people in the community showed up.
Two. He's at Learning Day.
So, yeah.
So,
and I'm going to reiterate, and then I'm going to be quiet. Our purpose here is to train RDs to be an RD. And there's a lot of people sitting in this room that have not been in this position ever. So
RD training.
And if I don't get it here, I'm going to get it somewhere else. Even if I have to travel to another zone to learn how to be an RD, because, you know, I want to do a good job.
But the point of an AD is to learn how to be an RD, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that the RD should be training the ADs.
Doesn't always work that way, though.
Okay.
Like, I've been an AD for a year, and we don't have RD now.
So I'd like to sort of propose, because we have Steve that has been an RD, and he's hopefully going to be here in October.
Well, yeah. Well, he's excited.
I'm going to volunteer for it. Yes. Hear what she said. I said, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so he's here, and I think Henry, we've kind of brought Henry up earlier, seeing if both of them would put on a workshop for us on to do a training.
You don't think like RD's stuff, what they do has changed as the times have changed? I mean, the RD's, I mean, the World Service Conference has changed a lot, all the webinars. I mean, a lot of that stuff wasn't happening when they were RD's.
Okay. I'm hearing a lot of different suggestions. We have to whittle this down and get on some business so we can be out by 11. What is the consensus? One here, two from Kevin and one
for question.
Yes.
Because we're talking about putting together an RDAD orientation. This is July, August, September, October, 3 months from now. Do you think that orientation packet's going to be done to be able to like present it? Or are we talking about creating it while we're in motion?
I think probably creating it while we're in motion. I don't think it's going to be completed by then. I think.
Okay. But just asking for expectations. So
right. Yeah. Of course.
Press to like try to rush is what I'm asking.
Right.
If the expectation is we're going to create it in motion, then that's the expectation.
So we have to narrow it down. We need to ask for disruptive atmosphere recovery and then gender neutral. So that's three items we can suggest.
Well, he asked for atmosphere first. But yeah, he said if I get to take one more thing. So I was saying, so one of the first two, maybe?
Yeah, disruptive predatory behavior, atmosphere recovery service, and two that he's following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Kevin, is that good with you?
Okay. I'm sure it is, but there were a few people talking, and I couldn't pick out everything that was said.
Okay, so we're talking about disruptive behavior and then atmosphere of recovery.
Okay.
Is that good for you?
That's separate. Great.
Right, two separate ones.
Right. Atmosphere of recovery.
Okay, so then, so what do you want to do? The RD training?
I was going to say, I mean, the RD has requested RD training, so I think we're here to help the RDs, and if that's what they want, that's what we should do.
I have a real quick question. Just a topic. The RD training doesn't take long, does it? Like 10 minutes?
Well, can we put it under the umbrella of mentorship?
Say again?
Could we put it under the umbrella of mentorship in recovery? And then, you know, because you were saying that, you know, you were AD, but you didn't have an RD and there's not the person there as a mentor. And maybe we could focus more on mentorship and then cut it specifically into RD and so other service like positions.
Mentorship and service, maybe? That'd be
nice. Yes.
Doing some arsonist workshops at region, and a lot of people that want to attend are like, well, how do I be a GSR? Mm-hmm. So actually some of times GSR, RCM, RD in one workshop, so maybe a conduit of information workshop or a mentorship workshop or whatever the case is, might actually draw some more people from the convention to come and check that out versus, well, I don't know if I'll ever be an RD, so why am I going to go do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the consensus? Mentorship?
With your focus on RD training, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And I need volunteers to do, besides Kristen, to do these workshops.
Are you volunteering?
What's the name?
I'd be willing to help set up an agenda for the workshop because I think the mentorship one, I'm not going to be in person. Depending on the timing, I wouldn't be available to facilitate, which I think they already have that. But I'd be willing to help set up the agenda for it since it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, well, and I have a PowerPoint. I've done just part of as being a part of fellowship development, a mentorship training workshop.
Yeah.
But we just need to add these other pieces to it, which is not an issue. So if you're saying you're willing to assist in that, then, I mean, all these are doable and manageable. We can pull this shit so quick, Sorry, that was not appropriate, but I just let them.
That can help you with the presentation that I feel for you.
I'll let Patsy do it. I think I might have a different idea, and I don't want to disrupt that. So, like, I will let Patsy help you.
Okay. What are you guys doing? The mentorship?
And just fellowship development in general.
So, Patsy and Kristen D with an I?
And somebody who is.
Yeah, we'll put mentorship and then the training. Oh, well, that's already on your
own. Kristen D. That's the standard. It's the RV. Yeah, have you called them that something?
How are you doing that? That's what I'm doing.
At DPR, we're having that in Silicon Valley. He's too
hot. You got the app ready, sir?
We want to have Kevin to hear us.
Kevin, hear us. It's the problem.
Stop the side talk and get on the because we need to check out my
other. What workshops do we do?
Peer recovery, mentorship, and service.
Stop talking.
Okay.
They can't hear on Zoom.
And let's just talk to this guy.
No, but he would be a mobile people. He can't hear us on Zoom.
So Kristen and Patsy are going to do mentorship. I need somebody to do work with Kristen with an E for the disruptive behavior.
Okay.
There's one that's, I think, on IDT that's on the web, on the world website with Ruben. Okay, then we need atmosphere of recovery.
Susan said she's willing to help. And she said...
Okay, so Susan and Ann for atmosphere recovery.
Sure.
Okay, we've got that. Now, okay, moving on.
Can we get the times?
That's up to the steering committee, but you can suggest the time.
Disruptive and predatory behavior workshop. We'd like to do it at 10 o'clock and let it run to 12 throughout.
Okay, Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday morning.
Okay, that's the disruptive.
What are we going to
do? Yeah, that's disrupting business.
That's going to be the opportune time for us to capture the audience of the fellowship in that. If they even show up for it.
That would be awesome.
I'm not doing the agenda or anything, but Steve will be having a steering committee meeting, hopefully, to set the agenda. But
so the suggested time is 10 a.m. But he's going to need to know probably more earlier than we normally would set the agenda,
okay.
Especially for their scheduling. And
now I can bow out of the business meeting for us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all just continue to do business, and I'll get what I need to do get from the minutes.
And they have separate rooms for
that? They have separate rooms for that.
So, okay. Do we want to go ahead and schedule the other workshops then? Susan?
I think he could go ahead and set his schedule for the convention and we'll just go when he's ready. That's for me.
Well, I would rather work around us.
Okay.
We'll have ours broken up into pieces if we did it that way. That would, you know, it'll be.
Okay. I'm confused and not getting a consensus for anyone. Kevin, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to set times for the workshops now?
Yes, if you could, that'd be great.
Okay. Craig.
You want one of them on Friday?
Okay.
One of them on Friday, or Saturday for the business, and then Ruby's doing the one during 10 o'clock. That's two of the workshops right there already.
Okay.
So then if we get each longer business on Saturday to not do so much on Sunday, that sounds practical too. So we only need one workshop time in the afternoon on Saturday.
But Friday is a speaker meeting, so there'll be a workshop and then the speaker meeting.
Mm-hmm. We could do that.
Or you could do the speaker meeting, enter by food and have a food.
What time is the speaker meeting?
None of this is in stone. It's all going to be based around what we're doing here.
Man, what a great opportunity for us to come in.
Club United Atmosphere of Recovery, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock Friday.
Will that work?
Yeah.
And then you can have your speaker meeting at 7.
Yeah. 6 p.m. Friday is which one?
Atmosphere of Recovery.
Atmosphere of Recovery.
I would suggest 7:30 for the speakers.
7:30.
Because you're not going to build after that. I mean, two people show up.
Okay. So. Okay. So
and so 6, and how long is this going to be? 6 to?
Hours.
An hour.
Plan for an hour.
Yeah.
An
hour. Okay. So 7:30.
Friday, 6 to 7:30, and then there'll be a speaker meeting following that.
Okay. Great.
Then Saturday, we have 10 to 12 for disruptive behavior.
And we still need to decide about mentorship.
He said 10 to 12 on disruptive behavior.
That's what Ruben wanted to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe early afternoon for the other one.
Like 2?
So 2.
And that one could go maybe 2 hours. I
guess.
2 to 4.
Yeah. You certainly could.
Okay.
Which was the
mentorship.
Mentorship.
Mentorship. And Saturday night, by the way, is a masquerade ball. So if you would like to bring formal wear, that's awesome. If not, that's also cool.
Saturday?
That does sound fun.
Because it's like Halloween.
Okay, so time's in the room again.
Are you going to have a t-shirt? Or will you provide that?
What was that?
T-shirt.
I have a recommendation.
Yes.
We didn't go with t-shirts this meeting, and that was fine with me. That's just my opinion. So if we're going there and they're having their convention, why don't we put our money towards their convention?
Yeah.
Okay.
And purchase the t-shirts there. I mean, that's just an opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Are you planning to have a t-shirt for the convention?
Yeah, it's not going to be a huge convention, mind you. We're going to see what's happening. But, yeah, we're planning on having, like, so for right now, we're not even planning on charging anything for the convention. But we will have some merchandise. We're going to have a 7th tradition. And everything's coming just straight out of budgets right now.
Like, I think $300 available for t-shirts.
Seed money. But then that money comes back to the account. So that he's saying instead, let the proceeds go to the region, right? So maybe we still provide the seed money, but let the proceeds go
to the
what that we. Yeah.
Well, no, if it comes from the zone and that goes back to the zone, it'll go back to the zone.
Well,
if you need it, it's here.
If you need it, it's here. And you can contact Callie.
Callie, what's your email address?
Treasure@scfna.org.
And how much money are we talking about?
$300.
Maybe, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's fine. I just, I have the info, you know.
It's in the guidelines, I believe.
Yeah. 300, and what would that say in the guidelines? Because there was a lot of
t-shirt.
300 to one t-shirt seed money. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't understand the t-shirt.
Quick question for Kevin. Do you think there'll be participation at that time of the day?
I'm certainly hoping so.
Would it be better in the afternoon?
For which?
The disruptive predatory behavior.
I don't know. I mean, my hope is yes. But I think that all of us have experience in service of our expectations not meeting what we hope for. But
so let's go ahead and go with what we set the schedule at.
Okay, there would be two things that I would need would be a screen. I could bring my laptop. I just need a projector and a screen so that we can
I have a projector I can bring.
Okay.
I can have that in the facility.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you. But y'all gonna use
me. Thank you. Okay, so and then what time for the business meetings?
That
every other one. There's a workshop on Saturday from 10 to 10.
But Ruben's going to step out to do that.
Oh, so he's going to do it. Okay, so I'm going to take my name off this one.
Then lunch break, like we did before.
So yeah. You're not going to help him with that one? Well, no, they just said he's going to step out and do the workshop. So I'm sent by my region to be here for business, not for a workshop.
What a good girl.
It's true.
She got up. You can always help him put it together.
Can Craig help? I can help him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. I'm trying to put together. You've done IDE, and
yeah, but I'm not volunteering for workshop, no. I had to respond to the test. Okay, how many people showed up on Friday for the workshop?
One every day.
Yeah.
Everybody was there.
That's pretty good. It was just our bottom.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was one
there. Three. Because the web.
To my left.
Right. The website guy for Fort Worth showed up.
But this is like are having an area event, and we're kind of meeting at a part of their area event. So I can see this one having more area people than normal, because isn't that right, Kevin? I mean, this is.
Well, once again, I certainly hope so.
Right. Yeah. Like you've got all this money saved from when you were going to have it before. And
okay.
Anyway.
So let's move on. There's no one here from Red River. We need hotel from Red River.
I have a question for Kevin.
Kevin.
What can this service body do to help set him up for success to have a better turnout? Because right now, like I said, their website doesn't have stuff, the region website. So is there something Fellowship Development Public Relations can do in preparation for making this a better turnout event? So I think if we wait till we get there and go, nobody showed up, then we're kind of
kind of problem.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin?
Well, I'm not sure because I know that actually we have some flyers made that are kind of waiting after today's meeting that we're going to start putting out. So, you know, there will be flyers and announcements in our areas and region. Beyond that, I mean, I can send flyers that we could put up on the zonal page and on the Facebook page.
What about some more catchy titles for our workshops? Whoever's good at coming up with catchy titles, inviting fun sounding titles or whatever.
That's wordy. He's good at that.
Yeah.
Just the words workshop.
Wordy or is he? Wordy?
He's wordy.
Loves it. He's not like he's a buddy. He's a buddy. He's a little dog. And he's one. Ready? So,
yeah. We have 20 minutes.
So is it possible that I bring that up just so maybe they can talk about between now and then? But I feel like that's the work that needs to get done more so than just shop a piece of prep work to see in what way can we. Maybe we make them a little PSA to put on social media or something that's specifically about the event or something. Like, I don't know. Like, when's he going to meet with his people?
Yeah, when are you meeting with your
committee?
Committee.
So, you could ask them then.
Yeah.
And or they can attend. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move on because we have other topics to get to in 20 minutes.
Or we don't hire.
Kevin?
Yes.
Did you hear Alicia?
What? No,
when does your committee meet to talk about this next?
We're meeting this afternoon. But our meeting, there's like three of us, so we're just going to be texting. So it could be.
If you have it soon, would you all join it? That's fine. Cool.
Would you, I could put together a Zoom. Let me get,
suggesting I have a Zoom pro account and I'm willing to set it up. I'll be on a plane until 9 p.m.
Let's move on.
He's available.
But we need to look at other topics. We need a hotel for Red River. Nobody's here at Red River. Topics for Mississippi. Nobody's here from Mississippi. And Kevin can have a t-shirt. Any other business that we need to take care of?
Sounds like Mississippi and Red River.
Yeah, but
they're not here.
They're not here.
For February Bible City.
Kevin, I will message you.
Okay. Yes. That's the thing. I'm looking here real quick. I'm seeing who all Kristen has tagged in this, and I'll just message everybody. So you have the information.
Who's the RD for Mississippi and Red River? Do they have RDs?
There is no RD for Red River.
Red River. JJ is the point of contact, and then. Adam is the RD for Mississippi, and he texted me about this meeting and was going to be here. I don't
know. So it looks like that the zone can help them in the best way of us joining with them to find the hotel and the because it seems like that's what they need help with if they're not doing anything. So I don't know whose responsibility that is, but
and I'm willing as I'm sorry as FD and sort of as we're one facilitator stepping out, we've got one stepping in interim for the next one. I'm willing to communicate and reach out to both Mississippi and Red River, see where they're at right now.
I deal with the Mississippi people a lot. I do that with Stag also.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
They just texted me the other day.
Okay. So when is Mississippi's? Theirs is the one after
Red River. I'm sure Red River.
Okay, so theirs is the summer next year, right?
Yeah, Red River. I don't have contacts.
Okay, so are you willing then to reach out to Mississippi?
Mississippi,
and I will work with Red River.
There you go. Done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else we need to cover before we adjourn? Yes.
Well, we're going to adjourn.
Yeah, we didn't have anything else to talk.
Okay.
So, Rez, if the Mississippi RD can jump on. Brad moved. Yeah, he moved in front of everybody. Right. He's not our
DNs. He's not our DNs.
No,
it's
the RD.
It's the RD.
Yeah. And they may have changed because somebody else contacted me 2 weeks ago.
Well, I just got a text from Adam. Like this week to say, ask about the
We'll reach out, see what's up.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I sponsor Brad, so I know he's the regional vice chair or something. So, I can certainly contact Brad too. Okay.
Does anybody have the request forms to hand me, or are you emailing me or?
Oh, I will email mine.
Yeah.
Hand you later.
And
can I ask a question?
Yes.
Ruben, do you need me to help with the workshop?
No.
No? You don't really need help?
No. I've done several. I've done six.
Yeah.
And I can do one by myself.
Because, yeah. I mean, I will help since I...
Do you want to? That's fine. Either way.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Everybody in agreement that we can adjourn? Adjourn?
Oh, we have one more thing. Okay. Sorry. So I spoke with Henry C. from the Dallas area, and he said he is willing to run for the facilitator position. Mm-hmm. But what he believed is that you could only serve two terms as the Southern Zone Forum facilitator. That's not in the guidelines. So I will... I will speak with him again this evening and get him. I already have his resume and get it submitted. Do I need to do that on Slack or do I need to just bring that to the
list? The all at scfa.org email.
That's the all.
I have one question, girl, and I haven't looked at the policy, but there's the Zonal Contact have funding, and my fund is.
Yeah, you're funded for to attend function, plus if you have to go anywhere else.
Okay.
Complete.
Because I know that my region is now, we're going through a transition of RCMs. And so I know that my region is already talking about not funding us to come to here anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that you're good for funding for a half a room night and your transportation.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, Lucy just typed something into the...
That's limited to two consecutive terms, may serve again at a later date.
Okay. Thank you, Lucy. I'll tell him that.
Okay. Anything else? Let's adjourn.
Before you start,
see you, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
He's got the
thanks, Lucy. Thank you, Lucy.
I've been with you.
Close with the third step.
Everybody love on Scott before he leaves.
You're true.
Your health.
Thank you. Thank you. Please don't.
Okay. After a moment of silence, let's say the third step. Many of us have said,
to the amount of my life, there may be a lot of beauty, the street of it.
That's what we say in Texas. It's a quote from a big detective, and it's a memory of his life. He's what I argue, he's the evil. Or the spirit of the world. Yeah, I was texting him to listen to my
Are you ready for me to turn this off, Kevin? Did you have something
else? Yeah, no. I was waiting to see what was happening, but
okay.
Thank you so much.
Right.
It was good to see you. Bye-bye.